And now for something completely the same. We are back from intermission, but before we begin the program again, let's hear from another one of our wonderful sponsors.
Hello, my name is Horace Graves, and I'd like to say a few words about the Regeneration Coffee Company. Before Regeneration Coffee, I was feeling low. I was feeling listless. I was feeling lifeless. I discovered that I felt this way because I had actually been dead for 2 days. I suddenly found myself on a slab in a local funeral home. The mortician working on me had a large mug of regeneration coffee. The aroma was otherworldly. I popped open one eye and said, "Pardon me, bub, could I have a jolt of Java?" After he finished screaming hysterically, he poured a sip of regeneration coffee into me. Color returned to my cheeks. I felt half alive again. He decided to forget the embalming fluid and pumped 4 gallons of regeneration coffee into my body. I sprang off the table. I did a happy little dance. I was still dead, mind you, but I hadn't felt this good in years. When you're feeling run down, try a steaming hot mug of regeneration coffee. If it can bring the dead back to life, just think what it can do for you.
Does it come in decaf?
Decaf coffee, you're better off dead. It comes in medium roast, dark roast, and if you're going to hell, eternal roast. Regeneration coffee, it's good till you at last drop. Thank you, Mom. Okay. Some artists just don't fit into a pigeonhole. You'll listen to their music and think to yourself, was it rock? Was it country? Was it Hawaiian klezmer hip hop? I just don't know. They keep you guessing and they keep you entertained. Nerd Queen is that very artist. Call her haunting, call her gritty. Better yet, let's call her to the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the hard to categorize but highly talented Nerd Queen.
I'm a teacher, so I'm also a musician, but I'm a teacher, so I was wonderful. Thank you so much. That was amazing. So I'm definitely going to invite her to my class. But when it comes to education and teaching, I think music is also a great way to teach. And one particular year when we studied the civil rights movements in kindergarten, we talked about protest songs. And I just happened to have the song that I chose to teach the kids a protest song, and then they would be able to take it and apply it to like whatever struggles they're dealing with in kindergarten. And yes, they deal with struggles in kindergarten too. So this song is called "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around." And it's a simple song, but, you know, of course, you want to inspire, you know, people to stand up for beliefs and stand up for what is right. So.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, oh, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching into freedom land. Ain't gonna let injustice turn me round, turn me round, oh, turn me. Ain't gonna let injustice turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching into freedom land. Ain't gonna let oppression turn me round, oh, turn me round, oh, turn me round. Ain't gonna let oppression turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, my keep on talking, marching into freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, oh, turn me round, oh, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching into freedom land.
Adopted the name Nerd Queen, I guess in high school. I mean, I enjoy knowing things, and there's nothing wrong with that. So unfortunately, you know, we live in a society where people make fun of those who have varied interests. And that includes, like, people who look a certain way should only do a certain thing, right? But I mean, I grew up on a farm, so I didn't have, I guess, the people telling me, like, oh, because you look a certain way, you should like only a certain thing. And so I got an opportunity, I guess, living in isolation, like that, where I could explore being exactly who I am. And part of that is enjoying country music, enjoying folk music, enjoying bluegrass, just enjoying music in general. So, I was not put in this box as an enjoyment of music. So when it came to me performing music, I drew from the things that I enjoyed. And this song in particular, I stole it from one of my friends who also, she played this for a while and then she stopped playing it. So Kim Ware, I'm sorry. I heard it and I was like, I like it, I'm gonna take it. So I took it. And come to do my homework on this song, it is also, I haven't heard any other version of it except from Rosemary Clooney. And this song is called Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, so this is, I guess, I don't know. This song, I'm also in another group, and okay, so I'm Nerd Queen. Yes, so I'm Nerd Queen. This is where I have to do a flow chart and all the things. So I am Nerd Queen. I am a singer, songwriter, performer. Right now I'm just doing traditionals because I love them. And I'm also in a rock band. Yes. One of my friend band members is out there right now, Black Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we do the rock music. And then I'm also in another group, which is, okay, again, you have to do the flowchart. So a member of Black Fox, we also do another thing called the Hills and the Holler.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are song catchers as well. So we want, you know, to people to realize that the music of the South is not so separate. People who look like me don't always like realize, and people who don't look like me don't realize that we all share a lot of the same music. So I know if I play this, and yes, you can join in, because this is one of those songs that we all know, because we are all a family in this when it comes to music, enjoying the life experience that, you know, we have. And before I start in this song, thank you so much, Danny, for this. And thank you also for the opportunity to contribute to the food bank, because I was trying to make sure I mentioned this. It's like, it is not, we all deserve food. Okay?
Amen.
Like, there should not be a thing where, show me how you can deserve some food. Because I teach second grade, and one of those things is that you survive, like, in order for living things to be alive, you must have food, shelter, water, light, and space. So,
natural history of animals.
Yes, exactly, living things. So why is it that we have to earn food? Think about that. Why should we earn something that we should have to live? But with that, this song, as a song catcher for Hills and the Holler, I brought this song to the group because my grandmother loved this song. And then actually before she passed, she wrote this song for me out in her own hand. So I love this song a lot. And again, as when the chorus comes, please, you know, feel free to join in. All right, and it is I'll Fly Away.
Life is over, I'll fly away.
a.k.a. Nerd Queen. Show some love. Show some love.
Breaking news. London. Paris. Avondale Estate. Sorry, folks.
Now for an update from NSNN, the non-specific news network. We bring you all the news, but don't bore you with all the details. In world news today, some countries were at war and other countries were at peace. Unemployment went up in some places and in others, not so much. Turning our attention to U.S. news, in Washington, D.C., some politicians were hard at work, while others were a waste of space, oxygen, and DNA. In sports, half the teams won and the other half lost. Here's a quick look at the weather. Some of you are going to get rain, and some of you are in a drought, and some of you may or may not get snow. This has been NSNN, the non-specific news network. Our next update comes your way, whenever. It is now my pleasure to bring to the microphone Scott Lowe. Scott is a Southern songwriter and performer based in Georgia, whose work draws on folk, blues, jazz, and bluegrass traditions. He books solo and band appearances for venues and private events and is active in the regional house show and folk circuits. Lowe's repertoire emphasizes narrative songwriting and acoustic membership. Down to earth and down home collide when this man takes the stage. I am honored to present to you Scott Lowe.
Hello, my name is Scott Lowe. I come from Clayton, Georgia. I wrote this song about trying to be the mayor of Clayton, Georgia, sarcastically. Sarcastically. People still voted for me, though. Small town, seems you got a few choices. First start with the worst, a ghost town devoid of voices. Everybody's gripping there so tight trying to be the man, but the little old ladies eventually give up their land. We can just float along, just the same old song. Some folks bring change, but the old guard remains the same. Everybody's gripping this so tight, trying to be the man, but the little old ladies eventually give up their plans. We gotta feed our children wisdom and love. Help the young folks to rise up above. Help the light have a voice and make a sound. Plant your art deep in this ground. Maybe I should be the mayor of this town. Street, keep them open all day. Hard to sell a picture frame if your sign says lame. Business in town. Fresh new cruises every month might be the wrong sound. Let's show them why we're here, and for what it's worth, sing with your fiddles, boys, and paint the earth. Help the young folks to rise up above. Let the light have a voice and make a sound. Plant your art deep in this ground. Well, maybe I should be the mayor of this town. We gotta feed the children wisdom and love. Help the young folks to rise up above. Help the light have a voice and make a sound. Plant your art deep in this ground. Well, maybe I should be the mayor this town. Well, maybe I should be the mayor this town. Well, maybe I should be the mayor this town.
Had to get that out of the way. Thank you so much, y'all. That was kind of a long folk song, but it's a blues song, right? My wife's got 22 chickens, I think. And she was talking about coyotes earlier, and they're probably my biggest enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like to try to come eat my chickens. I think they might have got one of our kitties this week. But since all them chickens and kitties got names, it's my job to keep them alive, because if I don't, there's traumatic incidents. And I'd much rather keep chickens alive than deal with crying women. So I wrote a song called Coyotes Are Howling.
You just did it for your display.
It's really one of my favorite songs. All right, hey y'all, listen, at the end of this song, we're all gonna howl like coyotes, okay?
Cherokee called
the song. Coyotes howling, chickens on the coast. For the weather, hoping the harvest comes in time. Papa's got his rifle sitting up on a hill. Mama's got them yard birds, she can't cry no more. Hoping it'll be a warning sign.
Thank you.
one more year.
Follow my good friend Nathan Nelson's lead and give you a traditional song. I did record this song on my new record. I learned it from many different people. You've heard it many different people play this song. I think I kind of play it more Doc Watson than the Grateful Dead, but I made a whole record of Grateful Dead blues songs, and I just got hot pink vinyl up there, so if you want to meet me up there, I'll let you feed my kids. It was a spring, one sunny day. My sweetheart left me, oh, she went away. Well, she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down El Paso. Come back, Daddy, oh, I need you so. Well, she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Thank you.
Mississippi River, so deep and wide. Got a blonde-haired woman sitting on the other side. Well, she's gone, 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 I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Was a spring on sunny day, my sweetheart left me, oh, she went away. Well, she's gone, 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 I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, she's gone, 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 I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here.
The very talented Scott Lowe. Yeah! That was outstanding. Scott, thank you so much. You know, over the years, there have been many bands who have tried playing the songs of Mudcat, but with varying degrees of success. There was the Mausoleum Blues Band. They actually rehearsed in a mausoleum because the acoustics were out of this world. And there was the Subtle Brothers Band, but restraining orders put a stop to that.
You're a Subtle Brother.
And I'm also the source of the restraining orders. Then there were the Hipshake Babies, who came fairly close to the sound of Mudcat, but none of these Mudcat tribute bands can hold a candle to our next guests, the Lion Rascals. The Lion Rascals are an old-time Georgia-based roots blues ensemble known for their live Mudcat tribute performances. They perform at theaters and festival events and are featured in local concert programs emphasizing community and roots music preservation. The group's onstage energy and commitment to traditional materials makes them a staple at select regional showcases. If we're lying, we're dying. Give it up for the Lion Rascals. Now, this is the leader of the group, Mr. Lion Pete. Pleasure to meet you, Pete.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is the energy we've come to expect from the Lion Rascals. Now, it says in your band biography that you guys came to this country with Led Zeppelin and the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. We arrived with Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Yeah. So the rock, you came here with the rock group Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yes. They were Dirigible 5, and we were the first, so we arrived at Led Zeppelin.
I see. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. So, as for playing with the Beatles?
Oh, Beatles. Yeah, we played with Beatles. We played with Worms. We had no money for toys. Oh. So we played with little animals.
Centipedes.
Pollywogs.
I think I'm beginning to see why you guys are called the Lion Rascals.
Misconception. Misconception. So sorry. Lion.
Lion Rascals. Since you guys are comparing yourselves to lions, are any of you a Leo?
Scorpio.
Oh. Sagittarius.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, what sign were you born under?
Bad.
Yeah. No vacancy.
I think the sign you were born under said maternity ward. But anyway, I see I'm going to come out on the losing end of this particular conversation. So, Pete, why don't you introduce the boys and give us a sample of what you can do?
Okay. Ben Lyon. Ben Lyon. Oh, yeah. Lion Rob. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dirty Lion Rascal. Okay. It is privilege to be in America. Do you know Mudcat wrote this song for Blind Willie McTell? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yes, it's my my sister. Come up here. Little Jesse was a gambler night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. A sinful boy, good hearted, but he had no soul. And his heart was hard and cold like ice. He began to spend and lose his money. He began to be blue and all alone. And his heart had even turned to stone. Now what broke Jesse's heart, why is blue and all alone? Sweet Lorraine had packed up and gone. Shot my friend Jesse down. Boy began to die today. Hit a gang of gamblers round his bedside. These are the very words he had to say. I guess I ought to know how I want to go. I want 8 crap shoes to be my pallbearers. Let them all be mailed out in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard. Playing blackjack, leading a parade. His heart was pumping. He went to hell just about and then a shopping. Just don't be standing around Jesse crying. He won't ever buy due to Charleston. Ooh, wild and dying. We like whiskey. Right side, left side, keep on my side. Seaside, sunny side. it's so hard to decide. Out on the desert in my submarine. Out on the desert in my submarine. And I'm listening out for harmony. You hear that? Side dish, side hustle, side piece of muscle, side bit, side exit. It's raining at 4 a.m. in Jackson. I'm trying to get you on the line. I can't stop my heart from pouring from the bottom of this bottle of wine. There are diamonds in the sky over Texas. rose out forever, I know. Like the jewels in the eyes of my darting, with adventures yet to be told. Adventures yet to be told. So meet me by the old oak tree, down by the heart of all the zoo. And kiss me like you did on the first day of May, when the summer I love was new. If I had my life to live over, just one different thing I would do. I would not wait so many years, darling, till I found you. Darling, till I found you. By the old oak tree, down by the heart of all Sioux, kiss me like you did on the first day of May, when the summer I loved was new. Summer I loved was new. Summer I loved, it was.
All right, everybody, it's time for the grand finale. Everybody, come to... You must be lying.
So, to propose to me, and we've been married 25 years now, and I did not expect
it. Get a room. Get a room. Get a room.
They're so sweet.
All right. Okay, you have good time tonight? Yes. So it's tremendous to be here at the Avon Theater. Christopher, make the sound so good.
Come on.
Come on, Christopher, make the sound so good. We love this place because Elvis. Yeah. Let's bring everybody up to the microphone that we can. It's all, everybody sing. Let's all sing together. Let's all sing together, okay? Together we stand, divided we fall. Come on, people, let's get on the ball. Let's work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Together we stand, every boy, girl, woman, and man. Yeah. 2-3 minutes, 2-3 hours. What does it matter in this world of ours? Let's work together. make someone happy, make someone smile. What does it mean in this world of ours? Let's work together.
Audience, and we have enjoyed having you here with us tonight. Thank you for supporting the Atlanta Community Food Bank. Special thanks to David Radebaugh and Catherine Dudek for being with us, and shout out to all our musical artists, Veronica Jackson, Joe Capo, Shelton Poe, Nerd Queen, Nate Nelson, Jason Waller, Scott Lowe, and the Lion Rascals. I've been your happy host, David Bartlett. God bless each and every one of you, and if you're driving home, remember to take your car.